This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million? $5 million? How about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
So my point is, if you want to hear about Tigers, odyssey.com rewind. We did about 2 hours on it. Scott Harris spoke. We debated some of the payroll stuff. Go and get it. And honestly, if now's not the time, tell me when. We have moved into Lions phase, day two. And with Aiden Hutchinson done for the year, there's a real divide at this station, and I think there's a divide in the fan base. I don't think you're just fine. I don't think you're the same team without Hutch as you are with. And that's not negativity. It's called respect to the player. If the 49ers lose Trent Williams tomorrow, they're not winning a Super Bowl. Like if the Chiefs lose Chris Jones, you're not winning. Like, that's the world we exist in. So, yes, we are going to have conversations, and some of you won't like them, or some of you will, I don't know. I really don't care. I'm just at a point where it's like, this is how I feel, and whatever. Yes, I would pick up the phone and call about Max Crosby. Laugh. I don't care. Because you know what else I don't care about? Draft picks. Not once I've gotten to the mountaintop. I don't care about picking 30th. I don't care about picking 28th. I care about a team that is good enough right now to win a Super Bowl, and I just lost my difference maker, my biggest difference maker on defense. One of the two players on this team that are wholly irreplaceable. The other's Jared Goff. Yes, I would call about Myles Garrett. Why? Well, they just traded Amari Cooper. Mm-hmm. Oh, but what about the dead money? Dude, they're dead regardless. Go look at their cap table. They're not winning. They can't win with Deshaun Watson. They have to burn it to the ground. Go ahead, get rejected. Have the Browns say they want 12 first-round picks. Have Myles Garrett say he wants to live out his days in Cleveland. I don't care. Pick up the phone. And when Aiden comes back, what a problem to have that I've got Crosby and Aiden, or I've got Myles and Aiden. No, I don't want to just do the Detroit thing. Safe and sound and, well, we're just going to get a cute little complimentary Pete. I'm not interested. Mm-hmm. That's not what wins Super Bowls. You can't watch this team and be enthralled with them because of their stars and then be mad when I tell you you can't win without those players. Aiden is your only star on defense, and he's gone, and it's over. And by the way, I know the midday didn't want to hear it, and I know mornings don't want to hear it. If you think that's the last injury you're going to incur, I can't help you. So looking at the team as they sit here right now, that's not real. By December, three or four other starters won't be around. So consider it future-proofing. You don't wait until there's a hole in your roof.
Very fair.
That, you know what I'm saying? I mean, Rico, so let's talk about it. Like, look, the Browns traded Amari Cooper today. The Raiders traded Devontae Adams. You have to at least pick up the phone. Get laughed at. Who cares? You got to try.
Yeah. What you can't do is just simply say, it's got to be the right fit, and we got this thing. We're culture. We're building. Guys, I understand it, and that's all fine and well. But trust me, you win a title, and you know what that malcontent will become? he'll become your version of Rasheed Wallace. Not necessarily a great teammate, but he was your guy and he helped you win a title.
You need to go out. Campbell audio?
Yeah.
Here, David, do you have that queued up? Morning show again, Odyssey.com Rewind, if you want to hear the interview. But take a listen when Cookie's asked about replacing Hutch. You tell me if this sounds like a coach who thinks they're going to do big things.
Honestly, I think, if anything, you're looking for really a role player. Somebody, I think, that can set an edge, that can transition into rush. It doesn't have to be somebody. I mean, look, as you guys know, these elite rushers and edge setters and all that don't just fall off trees, you know. Or if they do, then you're going to have to sell the farm to get them. But I do think there could be some guys out there, man, that'll fit into what we're doing defensively. They can serve a role. They can help maybe supplement some of what's going on inside with what we got with Mac and Levi and Reeder and those guys. And I think more than anything, you're looking for at least a complimentary piece.
Doesn't sound like they're going to be swinging for the fences, Mike. Doesn't sound like they're going to be going after the Myles Garretts of the world, trying to go and get that splash player, somebody who can help you replace Hutchinson. And then when Hutch comes back, now you got a fantastic duel.
Well, David, you asked a question to me when I was talking to you before the show, and now's the appropriate time for you to ask it on the air. Just say it with your chest, as Dan Campbell said.
Say it.
Say it.
Why can't we ask for more in this town? Why can't we? This Lions team is the team in this town that's expected to win it all. And you're dealing with an injury now to a key player. So what's wrong with saying, go get a guy? What's wrong with asking for more? That's with every team in this city. Why not?
You want me to answer that for you, David? Because if you did that, it actually means that you're raising the bar and you're putting expectations out there. And this city doesn't like expectations. This city likes to be the underdog. This city likes Detroit versus everybody. But if you put expectations out there, well, we're disappointing. This team let me down. And Detroiters can't handle being let down. Now, the Lions look to be that team because they did so well. You feel like that's the safe bet. But let them fall short of the Super Bowl and just wait for those shows.
Well, but here's the thing. Okay, fall short of the Super Bowl. You lost Hutch. Now you need to get a guy so you won't fall short of the Super Bowl. But everyone, we'll be fine. Everything will be just, no, ask for more. Ask for your GM to go get you a guy.
Because, David, in this town, the logo for pretty much every team should just be a person kicking a can. That should be the logo for all the teams because that's what they all do. They kick, yes, just like that. They kick the can. Give us a few more years. The young guys, the youth movement, just wait. Yeah,
I blame the media. It's the media's fault. Media drives that bus. They drive that narrative. They carry that water. Demand more. Why is it not acceptable in other towns? Because the media doesn't allow it. And the public follows. You create a culture here of patience. You create a culture here of fear. I mean, hell, look at it. We're in year 6 of the Iser plan, and you still have people vilifying people if they don't drink his bathwater. You got to be kidding me. I mean, the Pistons nobody cares about, so that's just different. They've achieved a special notoriety. But with the Tigers and Lions, it's the same thing. I mean, look at Cookies and Rieger. They had the audacity to ask for Matt Chapman, and they got vilified for an entire summer. We're sitting here today, and I'm just like, look, Lions are going to be good, but the goal was the Super Bowl. And I just don't think you can do it without Hutch. And it's like, oh, my God, I mean, let Brad cook. And it's like, then why watch the games? Mm-hmm. Like, if you're just going to sit there and just eat whatever you're fed, I mean, dude, think for yourself. You're a fan. What the hell's the problem with wanting to read an Adam Schefter report that the Lions inquired about Max Crosby? Why is that bad? I'm not demanding it. I'm not calling Brad Holmes a failure if he can't execute it. But I am saying I think it is part of your job description. You don't always get to do what you want to do. Sometimes you got to do what you need to do. You know what that's called? Being an adult. Mm-hmm. Why would it be any different when you're running a team? You think you just get to do what you want to do? I don't know. I live in the upside down. I'm out of my mind. Let's go to the people, shall we? David, who's held the longest? That's where we're going.
Let's go to Kenny's on the phone, so he can't. I'm looking at it. Go to Sam. I'm sorry, Adam.
Adam
is yelling at me.
97.1. Adam, how you doing, buddy?
Good. How about yourself?
Excellent.
So I don't see how we don't go after a Crosby, a Miles Garrett, a Hassan Reddick. The arguments I hear are, you know, salary cap, which A, doesn't exist. B, having the problem of, we got so many valuable guys, we got to pick who to pay, and we got to get rid of someone. I mean, do they not remember the last few decades, or what I at least grew up with? I mean, it's an awesome problem to have. I would hope to have that for the Lions. And then the only other arguments that I hear all revolve around, I don't know if that's what Brad Holmes would do, or something with Brad Holmes. I feel like people are personally trying to back what they think Brad Holmes would do when it's not what the Lions need. The Lions need to try and get someone, and it's like everyone's forgot the beginning of the year when we were looking for someone to pair on the other side to make Hutch effective, and now that we've lost Hutch, I just don't get how people are thinking, yeah, you know what, we lost our main guy, we were looking for someone to help him out, but somehow it's going to be fine because our offense scores a lot. You know, it just, I just don't get it.
Ask yourself this, right, and it's easy for us to say, but just work with me on this. Will you miss 3 first-round picks if you add Max Crosby? If you believe you're picking 28th, 32nd, 27th, 29th, if I add Max Crosby to this team, are you really going to miss those picks?
No, especially not with what Holmes has shown has been his number one talent, which isn't going, unfortunately, isn't going and acquiring, you know, big.
No, I agree with you. Look, I'm just making a point. Like, Adam Schefter reported that, you know, the Raiders were offered a first-round pick this summer, for Crosby, and they wouldn't even entertain it, nor should they have. But after you've traded Devontae Adams, you're going to be firing Antonio Pierce. The franchise is in disrepair. They're going to draft a rookie quarterback. Max Crosby is not going to play winning football. Now, if he wants to be there, that is his prerogative. The point I'm making is, if you call the Raiders and you go, look, we're offering 2 first plus, get shut down.
Mm-hmm.
Get shut down. But after, I would love to know Max Crosby's feelings today after they've left him on an island. Because now Devontae Adams is gone. This season is gone. Mm-hmm. Call and ask.
Yeah. You've already made the quarterback switch, so... Yeah, this is pretty much, it's O'Connell or bust. And you're probably looking at bust. You're hoping now to get a Shedeur Sanders or somebody else to come in here and
right.
lead your team
next year. And I'm looking at the future. You're looking at Max. You're not playing winning football for 2 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, again, if he wants to stay that bad, I tip my cap. Do your thing. He has a right to want to stay. But my job, if I'm Brad Holmes, is to offer him an off-ramp. Do you want to go and compete for the Super Bowl the next 3 years? Because that's what we're doing over here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care about the picks.
Yep.
At a certain point, the picks don't mean anything because those players aren't starting for you.
Man, you're preaching to the choir. Yeah, I want.
No,
to...
I know. I'm not yelling at you, Rico. I get so flustered.
I want it to be that whoever the assistant is like, it's Detroit on the line again. They got a new offer. What is it this time? Tell them no. It's Detroit on the line again. That's not bad. Tell him to sweeten it with this. Like, you're calling so much that the guy is sticking his head in the room. It's Detroit. Is it? Okay. All right. 313.
I want to hear that Sheila had Davis over in the corner saying, you know what, dude? Brad Holmes just wants to talk to you guys right now.
Yeah, answer exactly. His calls. Your team stinks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, David, couple ticket texts and we'll go right to the phones. We're talking to the people. I mean, I do feel situationally, two players we talked about yesterday, their situations have changed. Amari Cooper traded from Cleveland today to Buffalo. Is Cleveland admitting it's a fire sale? And also, Devontae Adams to the Jets. Yeah, things have changed since Max said, I'm a Raider for life. No, Max, you got 2.5 years left on your deal. This year's a wash. And they're taking a rookie QB next year, so that's a wash. If you're the Raiders, yeah, make them say no. At least try. Because I just don't, I'm not comfortable sitting here going next man up. I don't think that's disrespectful to Aiden Hutchinson, to be quite honest, if you think it's next man up. David, what do the texters have to say?
I want a Super Bowl now before I die. Go out and make a trade now. Wow, that's dark.
Well, no, it's realistic. I mean, tomorrow's not promised.
Nick and Rod.
Unless you got the line to JC and you can give me that Google calendar when I'm going to expire. I mean, David, the whole point is we're in it right now. We got the team to do this right now.
Yeah, but would you really want to know?
The date of when I'm going to die?
Yeah, you don't want to know that.
I think I would. No. Nah, because then it alters how you live.
Right, but then it's a gigantic countdown clock wherever you go.
Yeah, but think about the shows we would do in the lead up to it. I'd be saying some crazy stuff.
You'd probably be fired, Mike.
Let's just be real. And I wouldn't care. I mean, you know.
I got 3 days left. No, here we go.
You would get the Robert Sala treatment.
Rico wins.
Oh, man.
David, go ahead.
Tony from Richmond says, I'm with you both. We need to win now. No more rebuilding. The fan base must have a Super Bowl now. Someone else says, I'm hoping Dan and Brad are being a little coy and not coming across as desperate to other teams, to the media, but internally, no, they have to go out and get a player.
And look, I just think Crosby lines up, much like Myles Garrett, with a 3-year Super Bowl window. This year, 25 and 26. Those are your 3 years. Nothing beyond that is promised. And nothing, quite frankly, is realistic. It's these 3 years. Well, where do their contracts line up? The 3 years.
Nick in Rochester says, I feel like most fans in this city would rather be relevant and really good for 5 to 10 years with zero Super Bowls rather than be great for a couple and win a Super Bowl.
Yes, I have a nickname for those people. Losers. Parade or death.
Hutch is a game changer. We don't win without him. Sell the farm to save this season and any chance at a Super Bowl. That is Tony driving home from work.
My man, Tony. All right, let's go to Sam, see what he's got to say. 97.1. Sammy, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing great. How about you guys?
Good. Excellent. What's up?
That's good to hear. So basically what I was thinking, I mean, Amari Cooper went to the Bills for practically pocket change. Like, we really wouldn't have to give much for Myles Garrett, and I feel like we should just go for it. Because it looks like the Browns are clearing house. They're not going to win anytime soon. And so, like, we wouldn't really have to give much. I feel like, yeah, like what you guys have been saying this whole time, just give them a call. Like, it's not going to hurt much just to at least take a shot.
No, Sam, you're right. Now, the only problem is because of the wheelings and dealings that you did over last year's draft, you don't have a third-round selection in the upcoming 2025 draft. If you tried to go low, you would still have to part with a second-round pick, which is fine for me. But you're seeing a lot of teams trading for a third-round selection. You don't have one if you're a Lions fan.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and then also look at what the Rams did when they got Matthew Stafford and all that stuff. Like, they didn't have a first-round pick for, what, like 3-5 years, something like that? I mean, like, we need to win now. We're in a win-now situation, and I feel like we can just go for it and – really not lose much and get a Super Bowl finally.
No, and Sam, I'm sorry, Mike, but Sam, you're right, because I'm going to give you the downside of that, because everybody speaks about the Rams and, oh, they won the title. The downside of that is what happened with the Niners. They gave away their first round picks for McCaffrey and they haven't won. and they just finally drafted in the first round. So it's not a guarantee, Sam, that
you
win. You
gave up 3 first-round picks for Trey Lance, too.
Yeah.
You've been to 2 Super Bowls.
They haven't won.
No, but you had the lead in both fourth quarters.
And you're trying, though.
You know what? You know what, Mike?
No,
don't do this to me.
You're making an attempt, though, right?
Yes. I'm not trying to hurt you. I'm saying it's gotten so close to working, and you've done it where you took the biggest swing and biggest miss you can. There's no scenario that Max Crosby is the amount of ass that Trey Lance was.
Yeah.
And one more funny thing was at the game, on the game on Sunday, can we just talk about how we saw Ben Johnson have some emotion on his face when his offense was doing well? That was pretty wild.
Yeah, he was also, like, furious that they were not allowing the Sewell touchdown. They were out for blood. They were coaching that game like a video game. Mm-hmm. They were absolutely trying to just go out and, in a football sense, kill people. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Nick, 97.1. What's up, Nick?
Hey, how's it going, guys? How you doing?
Hey, Nick. Good, Nick. What's going on, bud?
Good. You know, I love you guys' perspective on this situation. I really do get frustrated about the fact that we sit here and, you know, we want to, you know, wait for these picks to happen in terms of the draft. But the one thing I think people need to realize, too, is that didn't Ben Johnson come back this year, even though he may have not said it, with the idea that this team wants to go to the Super Bowl? So, yep. And with the way that the offense is working right now, I get really scared about waiting and waiting and waiting, because what if the offense isn't working as well as we are next year without Ben Johnson? What if Ben Johnson leaves? You know, are we going to wait for these picks to pan out, or do we go for it now, you know?
Well, Nick, that's a great point. And when you're looking at it, when we're talking about the players we're talking about, we're not talking about rentals. You know, if you added a Max Crosby or a Myles Garrett, and I understand the price will be steep, but would you not immediately view them as a centerpiece, a core piece of your franchise the next 2 to 3 years? Yes. And that's how I look at it. Yeah. Is, okay, you know, yeah, it's about this year, but it's also about Hutch's prime. It's about this team's prime. Like, think about it. Nick, how would you scheme a defensive line that's Max Crosby, DJ Reader, Aleem McNeil, and Aiden Hutchinson? You're Liam Neeson. Yeah, I have a particular set of skills. Yeah. Right, like, you're dead. You just don't know it yet. Mm-hmm. So I don't particularly see the risk.
Yeah.
I don't.
And like
these picks, here's the other thing. Newsflash. These picks won't all pan out. And don't you dare tell me they've all panned out. Hendon Hooker? Mystery dude from North Carolina D-tackle? Jack Campbell so far? Are we all, like, doing cartwheels over him? Yeah. Like, I'm just making a point. Like, it's okay to just admit Brad Holmes is human. There will be regression. He will miss on some picks. I'd rather have Max Crosby.
Mm-hmm. Or at least I'd rather you go out there and try to replace him other than getting somebody off of somebody's practice squad. Go get somebody who can help you.
Right? You know what? Maybe that's the new name for the city of Detroit. Practice Squad City. That's all we do here.
With the logo of somebody kicking a can.
Actually, it should be the Spirit of Detroit holding a can. So frustrating. It's so frustrating. We'll let it play out. And like I said, man, I'm not going to hold it against them if they can't pull it off. But pick up the phone. Trying to win the damn Super Bowl. No, I don't believe going from Aiden to practice squad player is something acceptable. You'll still make the playoffs, but our goal?
Mike, you'll make the playoffs, and yeah, as we let this play out, we're going to find out very quickly when you go on the road to Green Bay, when you go on the road to Minnesota, and we'll see where you're at, because I think maybe that will jumpstart the team. If things don't go well, maybe a sense of urgency kicks in.
All right, David, give me a few of the ticket texts before we wrap this. Odyssey.com Rewind, you missed anything, covered the Tigers in a big way, transitioned into the Lions with the news of the day being the two teams with the two pass rushers that I would target or at least get hung up on trying both traded some of their best players today. And while it doesn't necessarily mean full fire sale, if I were Myles Garrett or Max Crosby, I wouldn't be happy. So pick up the damn phone. Give it a rip. Get hung up on. That's all I'm asking to do. David, what do you got?
Maurice says, I am a Lions fan that wants to be bold. We are close. Super Bowl windows close fast, though. Let's go get Myles Garrett. Tim in Grosse Pointe says, you absolutely have to go get a high-end defensive player to fill the gap that Hutch leaves. We are too good not to. This is why we wanted to improve our D-line depth in the offseason.
Yeah, and again, it's not just Hutch. I can't overstate it. You lost Marcus Davenport for the season. You've lost both starting defensive ends.
It's demoralizing to see the Lions team so close to a Super Bowl and know your GM will merely put a Band-Aid on the void. That is frustrating. Well,
let's give the man a chance.
Right.
We can talk about what we want. We've got until Tuesday, November 4th to do it. But if we get to the 4th and they don't make a move, I'm not going to be the one to yell at you. Rest of the station will.
Oh, boy, you can't say nothing about Brad Holmes. Oh, boy.
Let me give you this quote here. Mark Davis just spoke. I know this is not, you know, Las Vegas radio here, but it's kind of funny that they're in the middle of their season. I guess we all know what the future of their team looks like this season. But Mark Davis on Tom Brady becoming minority owner says, although Brady can't play quarterback for them, he can help them select a QB in the future. Thanks for giving your QB room hope for the rest of this season.
When did Tom Brady become a minority? What happened there?
Well, it's been amazing. I'm going to allow it. That's good. Good for Bob. Excellent.
Good.
Bob, can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
Just because I want you to weigh in on this.
Oh, okay.
I feel like it's Rico and I versus the rest of the station.
Oh, what?
We're taking the Hutchinson thing hard. I think it's a huge loss. And I want to swing for the fences and you know, essentially F them picks. Like, show me an Adam Schefter report that we tried to get Max Crosby and got hung up on. The point is, where are you at with this?
No, are you
next man up, it's all good? Or are you team Mike and Rico? We got to do something here.
Well, I legally cannot be on team Mike and Rico. That would really ruin my reputation, to be honest with you. So,
you imagine the looks you would get in the press box?
I know. But I do agree with you from this standpoint. I think it's a huge loss. Now, I don't think it means they can't win the Super Bowl, but I do think they will have to make some sort of move. And if it doesn't turn out to be a gigantic move, that's okay. I mean, you still can bring in somebody. And I think Brad Holmes will. He's just not going to show his hand right now. And then everybody goes, whoa, he's got to get somebody. Let's
all
rip
right,
him
part
off.
Part two.
But see, that's hurtful. Why can't you be team Mike and Rico?
No,
well, you know
people,
why he can't be on your team. I think that's obvious.
He wouldn't get invited to all those media luncheons that he goes to.
Now, hold on. This is important, Rico.
Okay.
And Rieger's going to love this.
Oh.
Now, we open the show with a question. I said, if now is not the time to demand more from Chris Ilitch, then when? Tigers related.
Now is the perfect time. Absolutely. And I do think he will deliver more. I do.
Define more, though.
They're going to get a right-handed bat, and I think it's going to be a pretty good one. They're going to get a starting pitcher, and I think it's going to be a pretty good one. I haven't scanned the free agency list, but they also, don't forget, they touted all their young. I detected a hint of Dave Dombrowski in Scott Harris talking about how great their farm system is and all those young guys. Don't rule out the possibility of them dealing some of them.
Okay. Do you want me to tell you who I want to go
to? He said that, by the way. He said, well, we have so many good prospects that we can deal. And
yes.
He has dealt the last 2 years.
Can I offer you something of who I want to go and get?
What do you got?
Oh, yeah. Give me
what do you got?
Right-handed bat.
Mm-hmm.
25 years old.
Matt Chapman.
Ooh. No. He's already under contract.
Position of need.
Mm.
And is entering the final year under team control.
No, I know who you're
they have
about.
Not given him a contract yet.
Wait, I think I know this.
And he used to be beloved, and now he's kind of fallen out of favor a little bit. And he plays Wojo, not in this country.
Oh. Cecil Vladdy. Fielder?
No.
Oh,
Vladdy Jr.
Oh, Vlad Jr. You know what? That was sort of bandied about during the season, right?
Oh, no, we were mocked for it, but yes, it was bandied about. No, I mean, remember, anyone who wanted to do anything this year was Satan.
No, I think the difference between the Tigers and the Guardians was simply one big bat in the middle of
Stephen Kwan.
Yeah, whether it was Kwan or whether it was Ramirez, one big bat, one big hit was the difference.
I heard, Mikey, I heard something about Wojo.
What'd you hear?
And I heard you were there on Saturday. I don't want to out you, but you went up to Tarek Skubal after that pitch to Lane Thomas for the Grand Slam.
I did this.
And I heard you say to Tarek Skubal, you just missed by a little, right? And he looked at you. He's like, no.
No. I would be.
No, he missed by a lot. The heat map.
But I didn't realize. I hadn't seen the replay. And I was just saying, hey, so what happened? You missed it a little bit there. He goes, no, I missed by a lot. He said, go look at it. I said, all right, I was cutting you slack.
Trying to make you feel better.
Yeah. He wanted that pitch up where Lane Thomas doesn't handle high heat well. Yeah. And that thing was center cut.
He said he hadn't thrown a pitch that badly in about 30 innings, he meaning Skubal. And you know how pitchers are. They remember every pitch they've
thrown.
They
do. But it's also how insane unfair it was to expect the young man to be perfect.
No, you're
that's
right.
Just not sports.
Yeah, so. I also think he probably screwed himself up a little bit mentally when he hit Ramirez.
That was right one pitch before. You're right. Is that series over now? Have we moved
on? That's sad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mikey, how about you got a game two today? You got to be so excited.
Our Bombers.
And you pretty much have a toothless team that you're playing. The Guardians are all beat up from that Tiger series.
I got bad news for you, Jeff.
Oh, boy.
The best thing that happened to you was losing to Cleveland.
Yeah.
You didn't want to watch what was going
to happen. No.
I mean, I agree with you. You already saw how exposed Tigers relievers were in a five-game series.
What did I say before you walked in here?
Yeah, Mr. Rieger. You said you didn't want it anyway.
No, you said you don't want to watch the Tigers lose 13-1 to the Yankees, do you?
You did say that.
No, you didn't want that.
No.
You ended up right where you did. Enjoy the memories. I'm sure there'll be a little book written by somebody.
So you're not worried about Tanner Bibee today?
No.
No. Okay.
Is he still pitching for them?
Yeah, Garrett Cole versus Tanner Bibee?
Jeff, I don't worry about poverty teams.
Oh! Oh,
go Guardians!
Yeah.
What you guys got next?
We're gonna talk golf, and we're gonna talk Tigers.
Yeah.
Harris. Oh, and by the way, Wojo dumbass. I mean, Domus. Sorry, I keep screwing that up. He made a it's gonna be Rieger Receipts Radio.
All right.
Because he made a proclamation about a Detroit Tiger, and I think he was wrong.
You know only what? Receipt you have is from
hey guys, that sounds
burrito
great.
Place.
You'll hear that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.